Thank you. good to see all of you here today. I trust you've had a good weekend in the Lord. It is second Sunday of 2017, and we are glad to see visitors with us already this year, and we're glad that you're visiting with us this morning. Thank you for visiting. Your visitors are here. We hope you have a good time here in the house of God. Be in prayer for those that are sick and still out or traveling from the new year, that the Lord would heal those that are sick, keep those that are traveling safe, and bring them back here to the house of God. The bulletin board for the year is already filling up. I mean, there is a lot of things over there on the board. Of course, they're not for tomorrow, but there are many things on there that you need to pay attention to that's coming up really quickly this month. There's the men's prayer breakfast sign-up sheet over there. Please sign up for that. That's on the 28th. Men, that's 8 o'clock here at the church. There also is a Fisher Men barbecue that is on the 21st at noon. If you're involved with the Fishers of Men, that's the activity on the 21st. We'll cook some hot dogs and hamburgers, and then we'll play a game of softball here with the Fishers of Men if you are able to make that. That's also on the 21st. The ladies' meeting on the 14th, it's coming up. There's a sign-up sheet over there for it as well. And a couple other things. I mean, it's a lot of stuff going on right now. But one of the more spiritual things that we do have coming up is our Scripture Day Sunday. That is on the last Sunday of this month. And I ask you to please be in prayer about what God would have you to do to help our ministry here, our printing ministry. We print John and Romans and New Testaments. We can print them in 11 different languages. And we're able to send them out to missionaries, to people that will use them, that evangelize with those. We buy yearly paper to do that right here from the offering from the church. Each roll usually weighs between 1,100 and 1,300 pounds. So that is the rolls of paper that we buy. They're really big rolls of paper. And so if you're not familiar with our printing ministry, we'd love to invite you to come out and see it. You can ask Brother Carl or Brother Josh, even before church or after church. They'll be glad to take you over and let you look at it. It's right over here in this building. And so that's coming up the last Sunday of the month. So be in prayer. God, what would you have me to do to be a part of our printing ministry here at Lock Haven Baptist Church? And I'm sure God has an answer for you. He says his name, his word is lifted his word up higher than his name. So he's very, very concerned about his word. As a matter of fact, he said, I've settled it in heaven. So he's important, is important to him. And what's important to God should be important to us. So be in prayer about that if you would. And we're going to be in 2 Peter chapter 3 this morning. 2 Peter chapter number 3. 2 Peter chapter 3, and just a few thoughts. We're going to read the whole chapter. It's not a long chapter. It only has 18 verses. And then there's a few thoughts I do want to convey to you this morning about the new year. Last week we talked about the new year and drawing some lines. And so I want to continue that thought today from this chapter. Just four things real briefly we'll talk about this morning. Four different things that we'll speak about this morning in 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter number 3. The Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 1, this second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. Verse 2, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Knowing this verse, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. Verse 5. For this they willingly are ignorant of that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also, and the works that are therein, shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent, that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. Verse 15. And account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they are unlearned and unstable, rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to whom be glory both now and forever. Amen. Now, it's kind of a lengthy passage of Scripture, probably more than I normally read on a Sunday morning, but I think it was needful just to set the mind and get our hearts ready to receive what God has laid on my heart. And four different thoughts that come to my mind when I read this. Verses 1 and 2, the Bible says there in verses 1 and 2, especially number 2, it says that you may be mindful. That you may be mindful. And I thought, what is that word mindful? Well, I looked up this word in the dictionary. It says that I'm to be attentive, regarding with care, bearing in mind, heedful, observant. And the Bible says here that that you may be mindful. Dear friend, I want to encourage you this morning that there's a call for us throughout the Scripture that we look back, that we take a glance back and look back at things that have happened. Now, in 2016, we had a lot of things that went on here at the church. A lot of things in your own life, a lot of personal things. That went on, in 2016. And we're encouraged that we are to look back. We're to be mindful. We're to keep the things in mind of what happened. Now, every year since I've been here in 2008, when I came here in 2008, in the month of September, we've averaged on a weekly basis about 20 people during the week. And that would be Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. Now, that was about the average. By the time we finished out 2008, we had an average on a Sunday morning of 77 people coming here to church. In Sunday evening service, we'd have 43 coming here. And then on Wednesday evening, we'd have 33 that would come and be a part of what was going on here at Lock Haven Baptist Church. And so I've kept these records since 2008. I've always, you know, kept a record of an average attendance. Now, some Sunday mornings we have more, some Sunday nights we have more, but it's an average over the whole year. And so I was reading through 2 Peter chapter number 3, and I saw this, and to be mindful. Well, this morning I was averaging out for the year of 2016. Now, before I averaged out 2016, back when we finished up 2015, I prayed and I saw God's face, and I said, God, I believe that you are true. I believe that you answer prayer. I believe that you are a God that is concerned with Lock Haven Baptist Church. I believe that you are interested in what's going on here at our church. Now, God, you have called me through the vote of this church to be the pastor. And to be the pastor, the Bible says that I'm to take oversight thereof. The Lord, I desire that we as a church see some growth, and we need some growth. Now, every year we have had growth. Like, for instance, here's from 2008 to 2011, we went from 77 people in our AM service, this service, right here, to averaging of 101 people. That's growth. That is what I'm... Lord, I want this. I desire this because it's needful for our church that we have continual growth. And I said, God, I'd like to see at the end of this year, I'm talking about 2016, Lord, I'd like to see. Now, come here. Come here, let me show you something here. God, I need you to move on my behalf. I wrote in pencil. Did I write in pencil? Three numbers. Okay, I wrote those down in January 2016. In 2016, when we finished the year, we averaged 128 people. What was the number I wrote down? 132. That was my prayer. Lord, help us, when we finish 2016, to average 132 people. I didn't make it, did I? Yeah, we did increase, but we didn't. So God didn't answer my prayer.
I said yes.
Okay. What did I say in our PM service?
71.
What was our average?
77.
So God exceeded.
Yeah, exceeded.
My Sunday night prayer, God just went, bang, here you go. What was our Wednesday night? What was my prayer?
95.
What did we average?
92.
Oh, man. God didn't answer, did he?
I think he did. We had 79.
Yeah, the year before we had 79. The year before we had what?
65.
Yeah, and the year before we had what?
118.
In our AM service. And we finished the year with 128.
Yeah.
But I had a direct prayer. God, I want you to see, I want you to answer these prayers. And I wrote it down.
He's a better mathematician than any of us.
And we're going to show you that. Have a seat there, buddy. I'll show you something. When I averaged this out this morning, you know what the devil told me? The devil said, God, I hear you. You asked for a particular number and God didn't answer. I bought into it. Until the Holy Spirit of God said, why don't you average out the three? Yeah. Now, who has their phone? You get your phone out of your computer, your little calculator. I don't have mine here. All of you can do it. Because I'll tell you what the devil does to you. The devil tried to discourage me this morning. Okay, brother, are y'all ready? Everybody's ready. I prayed, Lord, give us 132 at the end of the year. That was my prayer, 132 on a Sunday morning. Sunday night, I prayed, Lord, give me 71 on a Sunday morning, Sunday evening. Lord, let us have at least 71 on average. 71. On a Wednesday night, I pray, Lord, give us 95. What's that total? 298. Divide that by 3. 99.3? Uh-huh. Okay, here's the actual. 128, actually, was the average. 77 in Sunday evening service. 92 in the Wednesday service. Divided by 3 is what? 99. Exactly what God... See, God's ways are higher than my ways. God don't think like I think. I believe I have prayed a prayer and prayed all year. God, I need you to show yourself strong. I need you to show me that we as a church are headed in the right direction, that we as a church are doing what you are asking us to do. And God did that. But in the middle of that, whenever I look at that, I say, oh, God, you know what the devil got on my shoulder? He said, look, you prayed for 132. What kind of prayer warrior are you? You got 128. We need to be mindful that God is not bound by our numbers. But when God finished it out, it was exactly what I prayed for. That's how God works it. We've got to be mindful. I am encouraging you, dear friend, to look back in your life. And I'll be honest with you. When I first looked at it, I was like a little bit discouraged. Although, and when we finished 2015, we only averaged 118 on Sunday morning. And God brought 128 on an average. But when my prayer was not met on that particular prayer, I was like, man, you know what the devil did? The devil tried to discourage me. This is what the devil did. I'm just being honest and open with you. This is just thoughts for the new year. I don't even think you could probably call this a sermon, Brother Ben. I'll just be honest with you. It's just thoughts from the Word of God. They're not my thoughts. They're actually thoughts from the Word of God. The Bible says in verse 2 that we should be mindful, that I should have in my mind things that God has done for me. You know what the devil did to me? If Brother so-and-so or Sister so-and-so or somebody else had been much more faithful on Sunday morning than they should, you would have met your... See? He tried to get my mind off the blessings of God and get my mind off of someone else, onto someone else. Listen, we've got to get to the point, dear friend, that we don't pass excuse and pass blame. You know what I did? You know what I said? This is what I said, Brother Bill. Yeah, I prayed, but they weren't faithful. It's their fault, Sister Christopher. It's their fault. When God said, be mindful. Look back. Be encouraged. Be strengthened. And listen, verse number 9. Look at verse number 9. The Lord is not slack concerning His promises. As some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, we're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. What I'm saying is, dear friend, that you and I probably over the years have made some goals and set some goals and laid out some things that we want to accomplish, that if we're not careful and to hear the whole matter. What does the Bible tell us in Proverbs? Before we give an answer, we're to what? Hear the whole matter. I was just really, to be honest, was about to get in the mully grubs this morning. And God said, be mindful. Then in 08, in the beginning when you came, you averaged around 20. But yet God has been moving, steadily growing. The Bible says this in the book of the Psalms, unless the Lord builds the house, we labor in vain. The Bible says this in 1 Corinthians that we are to plant and we are to water, but God is to bring the increase. So I want to encourage you this morning, church, that you are to be mindful Look back, because the devil is robbing us of joy this very day, because we feel as though we are failures. The Bible says that one day when the Lord comes again, that He wants and desires to say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." But our world and our society has twisted our thinking that we are called to be successful when we are called to be faithful. In the Word of God, it says it is required that a steward be found successful. Faithful. Faithful. So we need to be mindful of these things. In verses 8 through 12. I tell you, these are just thoughts. He says there in verse 2 that you need to be mindful. Verses 8 through 12, we're encouraged not to be ignorant. Verse 8, "But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day." Not only are we encouraged to look back, but as we look back and we see where God has brought us from point A to point B, dear friend, we are encouraged to look up. We're encouraged to look up. He says, this one thing, listen, don't be ignorant of this one thing. What is it? Well, back up a little bit. Let's check it out and see what the Word of God says. Verse 3, "Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts." Are we there? Sure we are. Verse 4, "And saying," listen to this, "and saying, where is the promise of His coming? For since the fathers fell asleep," grandma, grandpa, great-daddy, great-great-grandpa, and all that, they done fell asleep, they're dead and gone, that's what it's saying, "all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation." Nothing's changed. Everything's the same. This is grandpa, grandma, they told us that Jesus was coming again one day, you know, and everything continues the same. This is Peter writing the second epistle, dear friend. Matter of fact, he goes on to the latter part of the chapter and he said, "Listen, did not Paul write these same things?" This was back in Bible day that they were saying, "Man, where's this Jesus?" We're not even, what, maybe 150 years removed from the resurrection at this point. Maybe less than that. Probably less than that. The apostle Peter's still living. Didn't have to go fishing, and on the side of the bank, somebody call out and say, "Cast on the other side. Come dine with me." And he got up on shore, Brother Ray, and Jesus said, "Y'all call anything." And he's cooking up fish for us. He said, "Come dine with me." Now Peter's saying, "Don't be ignorant." Church, I'm telling you, look up. What is the word ignorant? I looked it up. I want you to have an understanding of this. Ignorant is destitute of knowledge. Destitute of knowledge. Uninstructed or uninformed, untaught, unenlightened. You know, the Bible teaches us that if we're saved, we're born again, bought by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, we can have the sorriest teacher and preacher and Sunday school teacher, laziest preacher, laziest Sunday school teacher, won't get into the Word of God, and we can still be enlightened. Because the Holy Spirit of God lives within us. Quit blaming your preacher. Quit blaming your teacher. Quit blaming those that are over the Bible studies. You've got a Bible. You've got the Holy Spirit of God that lives within you. You should have hunger and thirst within yourself for the Word of God and the righteousness of the Word of God.
Get in it. The Bible says this, to study, to show ourselves approved unto God. And I'm not giving no excuse to anybody that sit over a class. You have responsibilities to study, to pray, to hide the Word of God in your heart, to spend time refreshing your heart so that you can teach the things of God to others. That is a God-given responsibility, dear friend. But understand this, and understand this clearly, that whenever we stand before the Bema Seat of Christ, and we're there before the Bema Seat of Christ, I'm going to give account of myself. I'm not going to be able to look and say, well, you know, Brother Bill, he was my Sunday school teacher, and he just didn't rightly teach me. You know what Jesus is going to say? You had an unction from on high. God Himself, the Holy Spirit, lived in you for X amount of years, whatever it was. I got saved when I was 21. God comes back to today. I'm 40, fixing to be 47. Now I'm fixing to be 48. However many years from that day, God comes back right now. From that point to this point, the Holy Spirit of God has lived inside of me. I can't blame my former teachers, my former Sunday school teacher. I can't blame my former pastor. I can't blame, the Bible says, iron sharpeth iron. I can't blame other men of the church for me being willingly ignorant. I'll stand before God and say, God, I was willingly ignorant. God, help us. These were just thoughts in my mind from the Word of God. I don't mean them to be sharp. But wait a minute, the Word of God is sharp and then you two-edged sword. Amen. This is what the Bible's teaching us, dear friend, that we're not to be willing in Peter's day. And if that was in Peter's day, what do you think's going on in our day? No wonder there's so much complacency, so much lackadaisicalness, and so much of no concern for the things of God, because we are far removed from this. Let's read on. He says here, verse 5, for this they willingly are ignorant of that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth not standing out of the water, in the water, whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved to the fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. The Lord is not slack concerning His promises, that some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, we're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Verse 10, but the day of the Lord will come. Will come. Just like the flood happened, and the earth was preserved, and all those that were on it, except the 8 that were in the ark. Just like that, the flood came. The day of the Lord will come. So I encourage you, look back. But don't keep looking back, because if you keep looking back, dear friend, you're going to trip and fall. Amen. Look up. Because redemption draweth nigh. But be careful that you don't get discouraged and you don't quit looking forward. You become willingly ignorant. You come like this here group here and says, well, everything has been the same since I got saved. So it maybe is not even true. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. So look back. Look up. Verses 14 and 15 tells us that we are to be diligent. Verse 14 says, "Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things," what we're looking for? The coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. You look for such things. That's what we just got done reading. All that we just built up to comes to this point. Verse 14, "Wherefore," what does that mean? Everything that we've read up to this point, "Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent, that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot, blameless, and the account that was the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you." So we're encouraged in chapter 3 of 2 Peter that we are to be mindful of all that God's done in our life. Be mindful of that. Put it to remembrance. Keep it hid there. Understand, not only that, be mindful of the traps that we've fallen in through life. I'm amazed sometimes at Christians and God's children and anybody from any level, from pastor down to newborn babe in Christ, how we sometimes tend to return back to the slop. We go running back to the vomit. Be mindful of what got you in trouble at times in your life and avoid those things. The Bible says there, not the Bible, the dictionary says, "Mindful is attentive, regarding with care, bearing in mind, heedful, observant, ignorant, destitute of knowledge." We're not destitute of knowledge, dear friend. We have the wisdom of God. They're to be diligent. Diligent is a steady, it's steady in application to the business at hand. A constant consistency in effort or exertion. Just constant. To accomplish that which we have undertaken. Do you know the Bible teaches us in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 that we have been given a ministry? The task at hand is that we might become Christ-like. Is there a constant effort in our lives to do such? Is there a diligence, a steadiness, a continual exertion? You know, the Bible talks about this, says, don't let these things slip. Have we let things slip? There's got to be that diligence. I remember when I first joined the Army back in 1987 in May, when hit the ground running in Fort Sill, Oklahoma. I don't think, to be honest with you, I don't know if all possible I could have done 21 push-ups right there, Brother Ethan. I just don't think I could. Matter of fact, to leave 0 a week, I think you had to do 19. Just no time limit, just do them. There were some guys that didn't do 19. When I left basic training, I scored a 300. That means that my PT score went from subpar to almost not even going to basic training to maxing out in every 2 mile run, push-ups and sit-ups. 300. Got me a nice little badge. I mean, they put a badge on my PT where everybody knew, hey, that's a 300 guy. Right now, Brother Bill, I'm telling you, be honest with you, I don't think I can do them 20 again. Why? There has not been a steady, constant exertion of moving forward in the exercise department. I mean, it's really, it just happens. But some of us, that's happened in our Christian or spiritual walk. So we haven't been diligent. How do you know, preacher, if I'm slipping, if I'm not being diligent? Are the things of God important? Are we faithful to the task at hand? Some of us may have volunteered or been part of or done some or done this or said I'll do that around the house of God. For instance, maybe just cleaning the bathrooms. Think back. If you were scheduled to clean the bathrooms inside the church, say 5 times this year, and you only did it 1 time, think things that may have slipped a little bit. Maybe you had nursery. You volunteered to, Miss Kim, I'll do nursery. I'll be on time for nursery in 2016. I'll be part of that. You know, we had the meeting, and I'll do it. But, you know, it was just something else and something else and something. Maybe you work in the Bible club. Maybe you teach Sunday school. Maybe you're part of the choir. You make a quick commitment to be a part of the choir. So you say, I'll be at practice, Brother Jim. Brother Jim looks up there and there's only 4 men. There should have been 8. There was 5 tenors or 5 sopranos and there's only 3 sopranos. There's 5 baritones and there's only 2 baritones. That ain't my sound. Is it, Brother Jim? You get the point. Teacher's supposed to be here 10 minutes prior to Sunday school. And they're helpers. Rich, I don't understand why you even make that a requirement. Because what if a visitor comes? What an opportunity for you to get to talk with them. Spend time with them. Well, my Sunday school class just isn't what it should be. How is your faithfulness? Why should God bless you with something if you're not going to be faithful to it? Diligent. An exertion. I mean, we have prayer Sunday evening over here. Some of you have been part of it. And now, it's just slipped. You don't even show up anymore. If you do show up, it's the last 3 minutes of prayer. We have men's prayer over here at 9:30 Sunday morning. Ladies' prayer over here at 9:30 Sunday morning. Started out, we had about 12. This morning, I think there was 2 of the men's. Perhaps you have enough to pray. Maybe you spend enough time praying. Diligent about the things of God. Then there's the last one, and we're done. Verse 17 and 18. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware, lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. Beware. There's a warning. In verses 1 and 2 that we're to look back, be mindful. There's a warning in verse 8 through 12 to look up, not to be ignorant. He's coming back. He said he would. Verses 14 and 15, there's an encouragement to look forward, to being diligent, to be steadfast. And Peter finishes out with, beloved, beware. There's a warning to look around. Some of you have fallen from your own steadfastness. Just used to be like clockwork. Something else took your place. Something else more important. Let's read verse 17 again. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things before. You're saying you knew this. You was aware of this. Beware, lest ye also, you've seen others slip, fall. You've seen others back off their commitments. You've seen others put things before God. You've seen others say, oh, I'm just too tired now. You've seen others, and you've seen others, and you've seen others. Beware, lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked. You see, when we leave things undone, that we, you know, the Bible says that with God, His promises are yea and amen. And we make a covenant, and we're to keep that covenant. Verse 18. This is what he wants. But grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory in heaven. No. Both now and forever. Amen. 2017, church, I challenge you. Let's bring glory to God. Now and forever. Sometimes we look out yonder. I'll get to it. I'll bring the glory down the road. I'll get around to it. Like a thief in the night. That's the way he's going to come. While you're waiting to get around to it, he's going to simply show up one day. Let's stand our feet. Heads bowed, eyes closed. In the song way, Brother Jim's going to lead us in the song of invitation. I didn't realize there was so much meat in 18 verses. But there's a lot there. I'm encouraged to be mindful, to look back and make sure we're doing things right, like we said we would. Not to be ignorant. Look up and know that He's coming back. We're going to be doing something. I would rather us be found faithful. It says to be diligent. Look forward to hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Then it says, be aware. I've seen men of God that I looked up to. Preachers that love God. They took their eyes off the Lord. No longer qualified to be a man of God. I'm talking about preachers. Preachers that preached for years and stood fast preaching that book. Just didn't care anymore. I've seen Christians. Song leaders, Brother Jim. I've seen deacons, Brother David. Just put it on cruise. See song leaders, Brother Victor. Just put it on cruise. I'll make it through. And they fell from their steadfastness.